The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You probably know that at a medical research center in a town near you, scientists are working like mad to develop new drugs based on what has been learned about the human genome over just the last decade. Well, conservationists are trying to use genomic research to help endangered species. Having recently decoded the genome for the Tasmanian devil, researchers hope this information may help preserve a healthy population of these large carnivorous marsupials threatened with extinction by a devastating infectious cancer. Once an animal has contracted the infection, which is believed to happen when they bite one another, tumors grow on its face and neck and eventually starve the animal to death. An infection by the cancer, known as devil facial tumor disease, is 100% fatal. To prevent the devils from becoming extinct, conservationists are catching some and keeping them safe in captivity while the cancer runs its course in the wild. Using clues from the devil's genetic blueprints, conservationists should be able to recreate a healthy population of devils. They suggest the devil's range could be divided into as many as 7 zones, so an equal number of devils has been taken from each zone to ensure a healthy future population.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.